You're listening to SBS News.
The World Health Organization has called on countries to not let pandemic control measures be at the expense of human rights. Director General Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus says the WHO will publish updated strategic advice later today. He says the coronavirus has disproportionately affected the vulnerable in society.
Many populations have already experienced a lack of access to routine, essential health services. Our global connectedness means the risk of reintroduction and resurgence of the disease will continue.
In Britain, another 717 people who tested positive for the coronavirus have died in hospitals, taking the total in the UK to 11,329. Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab, who's been deputising for Prime Minister Boris Johnson during his illness, says lockdown measures will continue to remain in place.
Amidst this sobering death toll, there are also some positive signs from the data that we are starting to win this struggle. But we've still got a long way to go, and as those grisly figures that I just read out show, we're still not past the peak of this virus. So please, continue to follow the advice now more than ever to stay home, save lives, and protect our NHS.
In the United States, a lack of testing for the virus continues to be a major issue. In New York, the hardest hit state in the US, where the death toll has passed 10,000 people, just 44% of tests conducted in the state have been done in New York City, even though the city represents 74% of the state's fatalities from the virus. Lack of testing capability, partly due to rationing of personal protective equipment for the people who would have to administer them, has also stopped officials from doing widespread testing of hospital and nursing home staff who might be passing infections to each other and to patients. There's also a shortage of testing swabs. Dr. Oxiris Barbo, New York City's health commissioner, says testing is critical to successfully overcoming the pandemic.
We won't be able to get this over the finish line, if you will, if we don't have the supply that the mayor was calling for and the assistance from the federal government, because that's when testing is going to become that much more critical for us to ensure that when we identify additional individuals who do contract COVID-19, we're able to put the control measures in place to ensure that we go from low-level transmission to no transmission, and testing is going to be critical at that juncture.
Meanwhile, the White House has come under attack by the Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden in a joint online video with his former rival Bernie Sanders. Former Vice President Biden says Mr. Trump's administration is only interested in looking after the wealthy.
My concern is the Trump administration is going to continue to do what it's always done, and that is it's going to make sure the response in a way that the structural benefits go to the wealthy and the well-connected. And that's been your cry for a long time, Bernie. Basically, they're helping their friends. It isn't about the legislation. The legislation has been good. It's about how it's being implemented. The biggest, best-connected firms are getting assistance as fast as they can ask for it. Oversight and few conditions from Treasury and the Fed have been sort of wiped away.
In France, President Emmanuel Macron has announced the strict lockdown brought in to curb the spread of COVID-19 would be extended until the 11th of May. The country's been on lockdown since the 17th of March, and he says the spread of the virus has been stabilising, but there is still work to be done.
Partout, en Hexagone comme dans les Outre-mer, le système est...
On the French mainland and in France's overseas territories, the system is under tension and the epidemic is not yet under control. We must therefore continue our efforts and continue to apply the rules. The more they are respected, the more lives will be saved. That's why the strictest confinement must be continued until May the 11th.
Le plus strict doit encore se poursuivre jusqu'au lundi 11 mai.
Health officials in Italy say the number of new coronavirus infections is slowly reducing, but the daily death toll has risen compared to Sunday. More than 20,000 people have died in Italy as the country enters its sixth week of national lockdown measures to curb the spread of coronavirus. In Russia, President Vladimir Putin says the nation is facing a surge in the number of seriously ill new COVID-19 patients. As of Monday, Russia has recorded 18,328 coronavirus cases and 148 deaths. President Putin stressed the need to prepare for extraordinary scenarios.
We see that situation is changing daily, and unfortunately, it's changing for the worse. The number of infected people has increased. Moreover, there are more severe cases of the disease. I've already said it that the upcoming weeks will be determining.
Restrictions imposed to halt the spread of coronavirus have been slightly eased in Spain, where some workers have been permitted to return to their jobs. However, health officials around the world are concerned that halting quarantine and social distancing measures could easily undo hard-earned progress. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.